Recorded Books presents Without Separation, Prejudice, Segregation, and the Case of Roberto Alvarez by Larry Dane Brimner. Illustrated by Maya Gonzalez. Narrated by Christopher Salazar. The morning air was crisp that Monday when 12-year-old Roberto Alvarez walked along the way to Lemon Grove Grammar School. It was January 5, 1931, the first school day after the Christmas holiday. As much as Roberto liked being on vacation, he was happy to be going back to school. Newspapers and the local Chamber of Commerce boasted that the rural community of Lemon Grove, just east of San Diego, California, had a modern 5-room stucco school. But that morning, as the school's principal greeted students, he didn't welcome them all. The principal told Roberto and the other Mexican and Mexican-American children that they did not belong there. He told them to go to the new school on Olive Street, the Mexican school. Their books and desks were already there. Their teachers were waiting. Months earlier, on July 23, 1930, the president of the Board of Trustees of the school district had called a special emergency meeting to discuss a letter from the Parent-Teacher Association. The letter said the Mexican children didn't understand English. This held back the white students. It complained that the Mexican children were unclean and endangered the health of every other student in the school. Something had to be done. At another special meeting on August 13th, the Board of Trustees voted to construct a separate school for children like Roberto and his friends. But no one told the Mexican parents about it. To do so might lead to trouble. Trouble came anyway. Since work had begun on the 2-room building on Olive Street, a rumor had circulated throughout the Mexican barrio, or neighborhood, that its real purpose was to segregate the Mexican children from the white pupils. When the principal told Roberto and the others to go to the Olive Street school, Roberto returned home instead. It was what his parents had instructed him to do if he was told to go to La Caballeriza, the barnyard, which is what the grown-ups called the new wooden school building. Some 74 other students, nearly half of the entire school district's enrollment, joined Roberto in refusing to go to the new school. That January morning, the Olive Street school stood almost empty, except for 2 teachers, 3
Sample complete. Ready to continue?